1 Sports Betting Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone Diggs.
At a baby Tone.
Bobby Gambino, he's a Canadian sensation. He is a bearded wonder.
Good day, Tony. This game tips off in 2 minutes. Belmont Moneyline at Northern Iowa. Thank you very much.
Boom. That's a tournament game.
Boom.
That's a tournament game.
Yes, sir.
Boom.
In case people didn't know that, the smaller tournaments have... The smaller conferences have started their tournaments.
They are cooking.
They are cooking.
They are cooking.
You know it's not cooking?
Ooh.
My gambling.
Yeah, it hasn't been a great week, to be
fair.
No,
the first week back's kind of been a little rough, to be honest.
Tony, no one's...
I mean, Aunt Edwards fucking said, fuck everybody who took the Pacers.
The thing that happened really last night.
He did say that.
Like, the first... Off the tip, legit off the tip, he like rolls his ankle. He's like acting like he's going to be out for the whole fucking game, basically. So I'm sitting there just pretty pissed. But then I live bet the Pacers, pretty big amount. They got down. I live bet them again, pretty big amount.
Hell yeah.
I kept taking a money line. It was up to like plus 10. Mm-hmm. Should have just taken the
you
plus 10.
You should have done that. Yeah,
I really should have.
I don't know why.
I mean, they almost won, man. I mean, it was there for the take.
It was such a
missed
good
the free throw.
Game though. Like
the Pistons.
Pistons won. Good call. Bruce's tea leaves are kind of.
It was that
Bruce's
line.
Dancing in the tea leaf streets right now.
You would think someone who's done a gambling show for this long has gambled for that long would see that line and know that the Pistons are going to win, but you just can't fucking wrap your stupid brain around
it. Yeah, not exactly the Globetrotters coming to town.
No, of course, Nets but a lot better than the Pistons.
That's worth something.
Record-wise, a lot better.
Pistons are building something.
Ivy had 34 last night. He's starting to play a lot more. I like that. He had 34. Cunningham had 32.
Heat were covering the entire game.
I tried to warn you guys. You guys fucking came in here and you fucking... battered me down about those
one
Mavericks.
One guy did, and I told him as soon as he said it that it was an issue because the Heat were covering the entire fucking game.
Well, I mean,
and then they weren't.
Yeah, Tony, I'm 0 for fucking 7 in my last 7. Yeah, I know, dude.
Sheesh. How am I supposed to get up when I'm down on the floor?
And you know, don't go against Denver at home.
Yeah. No, that was a mistake. Although. I would point to the Celtics missing 9 free throws and losing by 5.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You wouldn't point to Jason Tatum taking a fucking, that basically too. Game-winning 3.
Okay, so out of it. I watched...
Connor was very upset with him this morning.
Yeah, I understand, and I know that people want Tatum to do this, do that. They were freaking out at halftime about it. It's like, motherfuckers, Jaylen Brown's had 22 points after the first quarter. Like, how many shots do you think there is in the half of basketball?
That's a good point.
There's a lot of upsets last night.
Yeah. Like, I understand people want Tatum to do more, but when Jaylen Brown's doing what Jaylen Brown's doing, you kind of just give him the rock. And yep. Porzingis was fucking burying threes, too. So it's like there's not that many shots out there.
Yeah, that's kind of the problem with the NBA in general. It's like, you know, you got a guy like Luka, a guy like James Harden. It's like they got to dribble the ball every single play. They got to shoot the ball almost every single play. And it's tough to win that way.
Yeah. Legit.
I mean, just not everybody's an all-around.
Charles Barkley said the
great.
Same thing last night.
Yeah. Really?
He did.
Yeah.
He didn't say it about James Harden. It was just at the halftime of Heat and Mavs, and that's what he said about.
I do worry that this season is going to end in heartbreak as a Celtic fan.
A great tea leaf stat though is dribble percentage. Like Ooh. James Harden dribbles, or he used to. Now I think he's kind of cooled it off on the Clippers, but when he was on the 76ers, he was dribbling like 3 times more than his next teammate.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad.
Can't have it. No, you cannot have that.
It's easy to defend.
Bad. You guys want to do the NBA?
Yeah, we've been talking about it. Is Brunson playing?
Brunson appears to be back tonight.
Really?
I don't care.
And Josh
Hart. You on the Magic?
Magic money line, please.
What?
Dude, the Magic are so fucking hot right now, Tony.
Okay.
Go.
Well, now that you said that, you're fucking dead.
All right,
what? They've won 5 in a row.
I like the Knicks plus 1.5.
Okay, let's go, Gums. Yep.
And then there's one other play I have. And I can't get a Lakers bet right, so proceed with caution. I'm on the Bucks money line at LA tonight.
Okay. I'm going to take Atlanta. This bet has no chance of winning, okay? That's Atlanta on the road at Memphis. but I'm doing it. So I am on Orlando, Atlanta, and the last one, I will take the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's a big number, but Miami played last night. I'll take the Thunder minus the 8.
All right.
Big number.
I do actually like the Thunder at the minus 8. I'm taking the Thunder. I'm taking Charlotte plus 2.5. I'm taking Cleveland.
That was
the,
hold on, that Charlotte line?
Yeah, so Charlotte's playing Washington. Both these teams suck, but I mean, I think Charlotte's just a little bit better, maybe.
Well, Washington hasn't won.
I know.
In
what, like 15?
2 months?
Yeah.
Pretty good.
15 games. I don't know. They're,
but Charlotte is the dog here. This is a very similar line to last night. This is
Pistons Nets all over again.
Yes, it is.
And then I'm taking Orlando going into New York because Orlando has been rolling and covering all their last five, won all their last five. And then I'm going to mark bet the Lakers, probably throw like LeBron triple-double or something like that.
I don't know. Yeah, just mark bet them.
It worries me that the Wizards are favored tonight at home, but I do agree. And like the Charlotte Hornets, they're just a more talented side.
And, they are.
And less just of an overall absolute joke than the Washington Wizards. I don't love the Knicks. The Knicks are in tough here until we get some more bodies back outside of Brunson. Brunson back is great, but we're still asking so much of Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo that it's just tough to bank on. But I'm pretty sure Dante DiVincenzo was like 1-for-10 from three last game. And he does tend to kind of right the ship and bounce back. So maybe I'm wrong there. I'm going against you guys on Heat Thunder. I think the Heat just hang tough and cover the number, to be honest. And then Zion 25+, a little juicy, but I think it's worth attacking as they are favorites taking on the Sixers tonight. Zion should go over that comfortably, in my opinion.
The last time the Wiz won a game was January 29th.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
They're the worst team in the league.
They won back-to-back games against the San Antonio Spurs and the Detroit Pistons. A couple good teams.
I saw a graphic today. It was,
what fuck was that?
The...
This thing is held up by
a China shop.
What is Rick that? Wall, what are you talking about?
What was that?
How much would it suck to be a DC sports fan, though? Like, what was it? The Commanders were the second worst team in the NFL.
Commanders are on the ups now.
It's a baseball town.
I mean, Nats weren't they like the second worst
Nats,
team?
Nats are either winning the national or winning the World Series, or they're the worst team in baseball.
Sucking in baseball is just way more palatable.
It is.
Like, so you can still have a nice
drag.
The Caps won a cup, but yeah, they stink.
They're in the same spot the Bens are.
You guys got the cruise missile. You got Skeens. Like,
oh, trust me, I am.
The Pirates suck, but it's still a good day at the ballpark.
This year. Especially when PNC is the most beautiful park in Atlanta.
It is the most beautiful vista in all of sports.
Well, up until that. Oakland, Vegas A's, well, Opera House goes.
Yeah, sure. If that goes in 2035, we'll talk then. Coin lost last night.
Oh, it did, Johnny. Wow. A lot of games lost last night.
There was a lot of upsets last night.
Yeah.
It's tough times.
Deadline season. Right now. Anything can happen.
Yeah, I don't like betting sports around times like this, around trade deadline, around stuff like that, just because you don't know what like the vibe of the team is like.
Very true.
But we're going to do it, or we're going to try. We're going to run through some of the NHL tonight. Four games. I do have one play. It's in the first game. I feel like the Yotes have kind of packed it in. Like I feel like they were pesky to start the year. Now, are the Red Wings playing great?
No. But this is a absolute must win.
But can I get him at minus 130?
This line reeks.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I'd be scared to death. I'm going to take the Wings, but I am shaking in my boots.
I might dabble.
I'm not saying it's going to be a stress-free Wings night, but
no,
I'm taking them.
They need it. They have to win.
These Wings they're just not the same team without Dylan Larkin.
If they have this season and miss the playoffs, that is an absolute failure.
It is, 100%. What about
doing nothing at the deadline didn't help either.
But. No. Lance are 240 favorites at home.
Oh, I got the fucking...
You in the wild?
No, I got the fucking rivalry parlay here.
Yeah, so here's what we're going to do with this one. We're going to take Colorado in 60 because they are very, very good at home. You can get that at like minus 140. And then you're going to parlay that with Texas hockey. Now, I chose to take Texas hockey straight up.
I took them both straight up.
Which is a bit heavier of a lay. But if you parlay that with Colorado... 60 minute works out to about plus 130.
The fact that you played Texas hockey straight makes me, I think I'm on the Ducks.
What do you mean?
What?
Straight? No, like straight in a parlay.
Yeah, just the money line.
Like Av Stars, money line parlay.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm not, sorry. I'm not doing that, Bruce.
Come on. So I'm on Texas Hockey money line.
Yeah, I thought you
parlayed.
Thought you laid $3.
No.
With Colorado 60 minute.
It's a rivalry parlay.
Yeah. Well, then would you put the Wings in there too? Or?
I think you'd have
to. Why the hell no?
Yeah, I mean, if you're cooking it up.
That's the, that,
yeah, those, they are that the, was. They are the third part of the dreaded rivalry from the early 90s. Or late
90s. The 90s rivalry and then part.
We finish with a couple hot teams. Peg is 7-3 in their last 10. The Kraken 7-2-1 in their last 10.
Yeah, this is another one Kraken need. Peg are pretty solid in their playoff stance. It's just a matter of where they finish. Do they get home ice or not for later rounds? They probably want that. So they're going to want this. But Seattle fighting for their damn playoff lives here, trying to get in.
Hey, good on the road, too.
Just fucking paid Everly a couple schmil.
Nathan?
Jordan.
Okay.
Nathan. Canadian junior legend.
I don't have a strong
put me down for the peg on Friday.
Wow, night. You hate the peg, too. That is...
Brassois
is going.
Yeah, well, he is Patrick Waugh and fucking Big Stooge Lawless told us that. I actually, funny story, bring us back to Fat Stooge Lawless.
Sure.
I watched, so you got ESPN Plus, you get all the hockey, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get to choose what broadcast.
Okay, home away.
Yeah, so I'm watching, I got
Spanish.
I got Celtics.
French.
I got Celtics Nuggets on the big TV, right side. Left side, I got Cougars Vegas.
Yeah.
Obviously, I got the Cougars feed because it's Sportsnet.
Yeah, face the home. I mean, sure.
Remind you of home.
Well, guess who shows up in the fucking intermission?
Gary Lawless.
On the Sportsnet. Fucking Lawless.
Gary knows his stuff.
Yeah, fucking escape the guy.
See, I like watching the away broadcast because then I feel like I learn more.
Yeah,
you do. Cougars.
Yeah.
You definitely do.
I mean, I'll
always. Well, especially when it was fucking.
Wait, you watch Bob the opposing Arian. Team's fucking broadcast.
If I'm watching
a Pens game, more often than not, I will try and start watching the opposing team's broadcast.
Whatever team I'm betting on, I'm watching that broadcast.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need to be losing money and like listen to some motherfucker tell me that the team's good, but I'm losing money.
Not to again go back to baseball, but the watching. Watching the opposing broadcast of baseball is maybe the worst thing ever.
Yeah, I feel like they are the most homer of the homer. Yeah, yeah.
If you did not know, it is just a few weeks away from baseball season, ladies and
gentlemen. I cannot wait.
20 days.
Some good players still out there. Blake Snell.
I saw Joey Votto go.
What's the...
Nick, thank you for your time.
Yeah, I'm not picking the...
Report to camp.
Who?
Blake Snell, pick good a luck. Team.
Good luck, Nick.
Good luck, Nick.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, Nick.
Drive safe.
God bless.
Where are you going?
Nowhere.
Just to his house.
Oh yeah,
but I want all of you to drive safe to your home.
Yeah, this morning it was raining pretty hard.
It was raining.
You gonna hard. When you busting out the e-bike? I miss seeing you slide up. I miss seeing you slide up on that thing.
It was nice, and then he's stealth. You never know when Nick's here.
No, you don't fucking know when he's here.
Good times.
It was good time.
Was Foxy already packing up? What's this about?
Any other Say Bebe today?
Say Bebe?
Yeah,
big slate. So I said Belmont. I got Ohio moneyline versus Miami, Ohio.
Gimme.
I got NIU moneyline versus Buffalo. I got Western Illinois plus 5.5 versus Little Rock. Tulane moneyline versus Wichita State. San Diego plus 3.5 versus Pepperdine. And just a nightcap here. Tennessee Martin catching 8.5 versus Morehead State.
Okay. UT Martin.
Yes.
Yeah, UT Martin.
Yes.
Concafa
Champions wasn't as kind to us last night.
No. Good game.
Good draw. Good comeback.
How is the
since weekend, he lost?
How is the weekend football?
Yeah, how is the weekend of footy?
We got a lot here. I'll run through it quick. Do you want me to just say the picks or do you want me to say who they're playing? Do you want me to go through the whole thing?
Let me ask. Let's ask the chat. Chat, would you like?
I can just run through and say the team.
Just a,
but or,
just
or do you want to
side the company's on, or would you like to hear who they're playing as well?
I think we need both.
Need both?
Yeah.
Okay. Saturday EPL, Manchester United moneyline versus Everton. Good price. Wolverhampton been very good lately. Draw no bet versus Fulham.
Okay.
La Liga,
Valencia. Tony to score.
What's that?
Tony to score against Arsenal.
Yes, naturally, of course.
See you boys at the pub.
Yeah, what was the tweet? I sent you that video this morning. It was all time. Out for a kick with the boys.
Yeah, nice to have a kick about with the lads.
If Tony's not on that England team for Europe.
The chat agrees, by the way. They would like to hear both.
Okay.
You need to. You got no frame of reference.
La Liga, I got Valencia moneyline versus Getafe.
Wow.
Atletico Madrid moneyline at a good price at Cadiz.
Okay. Barn.
Real Sociedad moneyline at Granada.
Uh-huh.
Girona, who was once leading the La Liga for a long time, moneyline versus Osasuna.
Osasuna!
Picking them all in La Liga.
I like the La Liga board this weekend. Bundesliga, I got Gladbach moneyline versus Cologne. Dortmund moneyline, good price at Werder Bremen. Serie A, Inter Milan, draw no bet at Bologna. Bologna, good squad. Inter is very, very good, though.
Uh-huh.
And now maybe to the most important games of Saturday.
EPL.
MLS.
MLS.
Oh, thank God.
Toronto, starting off pretty good this year. I like what I've seen. Charlotte is good. They got the coach who used to coach Villa. I'll take Toronto, draw no bet versus Charlotte at home.
Okay.
I got Seattle, double chance at Philadelphia. I got St. Louis double chance at Austin.
Okay.
LAFC looked like shit in the snow. I don't think they look like shit back home in LA.
Agreed.
I got them money line versus Sporting Kansas City.
Nice.
Sunday.
All right.
Go ahead.
New York City FC double chance. We need a point, boys.
Yeah. With the
Hugo did not look comfortable in the snow.
I mean, he shouldn't have been out. He shouldn't be out there. He didn't come to fuck.
What a mind.
Didn't come to LAFC. Like,
you might be wondering how I got here.
I would have not played if I was him. What a fall from grace. Yeah, playing net in the Champions League final, 3 years ago?
They had to go get him the 7-inch studs.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
He wasn't thrilled.
Sunday, Bundesliga, I got Freiburg on the double at Bochum. Ligue 1, I got Monaco, moneyline at Strasbourg. I got Lille, moneyline versus Rennes. Serie A, I got Juve, draw no bet versus Atalanta.
Mm-hmm.
Roma, double chance at Fiorentina. La Liga, I got Rombo's team, Athletic Bilbao, moneyline at Las Palmas.
Sure.
I got Real Betis, draw no bet versus Villarreal. And then the EPL slate on Sunday is... this is as good as it's going to get, boys.
Yeah.
It is the...
This is
the creme de la creme.
This could be the match of the year.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Yeah, this is it. I like Spurs double chance at Villa.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to go further than that because I think Villa is very good.
They are.
I got Brighton, moneyline versus Forest after they just got shit kicked by Roma. I think they bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to do this to JJ Watt. I know he's there, but... West Ham moneyline versus Burnley. What do you want from me?
And then finally,
yeah, I'm put me down for Liverpool double chances -150 at home against City.
Okay,
I think we win this game. I think we're playing well. Salah's back. We'll see what happens. It's even if we draw, you just can't lose it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't lose this game. And then MLS, I got Cincinnati, moneyline versus DC, and Inter Miami goes again. So put me down there, moneyline -200. So probably Messi goal, Inter Miami moneyline. He got kind of banged up last night. So pick your poison, you know, Messi, Suarez, whatever you want to do there. I mean, just
Bob Taylor.
Yeah, just
Bob Taylor.
Maybe, yeah, probably. Actually, Bob Taylor.
Bob Taylor's hot to
yeah, he is in the league. He didn't bang one in last night. But anyway, you want Inter Miami, you know, you just got to have that ticket.
Okay.
Yep.
Arnie Palmer Invitational.
Is Lowry still?
Lowry is in the lead tied with Brian Harman's going low today.
Harms?
Yeah, Harm Dog is back. Bill Zalatoris is having a great tournament.
Here we go, Bill.
Is
6 under.
6 under. As we roll through the top 10, Hideki is still up there.
Hideki hit a shot that.
Out of the water?
Yeah, his legs in the water, his ball on the fringe, right at the water, and he almost hold it.
Really?
Yeah. The unbelievable golf shot. I sent it to you, Gumpy. You should check it out.
Also in the top 10, JT's up there.
We got a bit of a leaderboard here.
Yun An is up there. Sahith Agala, Max Homa. Sam Burns rounds out your top 10.
So we're going to be watching golf this weekend?
Hopefully. Right on the edge there. Scotty is -3. Corey Connors -3. Wyndham Clark -3. Xander's -2. Yeah, hopefully, you know, the boys make on moving day tomorrow, the boys make a little run. So Sunday, we're watching a little golf.
Matthew Pavon.
How did he did not do well, I don't think.
He is even.
Okay, good, because he was plus two yesterday.
Yeah, he had a croissant this morning, and he was ready to go.
There's some big college ball games tomorrow, too.
Oh, jeez. We're in it. We're in it.
This is March.
You had something to say.
Yeah, I like both the favorites in the fighting. I think Anthony Joshua is in good form and should be able to outbox Francis Ngannou. I know Francis Ngannou's been like that hot. He almost that beat dude. Tyson Fury. He's very jacked, but so is Anthony Joshua, and Anthony Joshua's been boxing well. And then I'm going against you here, Gumpy, I believe, but I think Sugar Sean, legacy on the line. No drop foot this time, avenges his one loss and beats Chito Vera.
I hope he does.
For his legacy.
It's too juicy.
Parlay those together, minus 145.
I'll take both the dogs.
Wow.
Fair play.
Ngannou would be crazy. Because then Ngannou is instantly the third best boxer in the world, essentially.
Bill? I think he left.
Yeah, Bill!
No. Don't do that. Don't fucking do that.
Bill!
You got something for us,
man? You got something for us, sir?
Yeah, actually. I got something for you, Tony.
Uh-huh.
Well, Tony.
Yep.
If you don't risk anything, you risk even more. Eric Jong, a.k.a. Actually, that's not what I meant to say. From Dan Orlovsky's Twitter account. Sorry. It's a good tweet.
Bruce, you want to clean that up for us?
It's a good tweet.
Yeah, it's a Dan Orlovsky tweet. It says, if you don't risk anything, you risk even more. Eric Jong.
Dan Orlovsky.
By way of Dan Orlovsky.
That's what I meant to do.
Wayne Gretzky.
This is
Michael Scott.
This is your your greatest week of quotes by far.
No, we got to clean it up.
No, you don't. This is what this was made for.
I like the historical figures that you may not know.
Yeah, I do.
We get more of those.
Who was that? Binksy?
That was a great little look in the past for Thomas me. I got to learn a little bit.
No, remember Binksy? Edison. Binksy was a few weeks before holidays.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Dominsky,
I think.
Yeah, that was
there.
Mr.
Might have been Davinci.
There it is.
Actually,
German author.
Yeah.
All right. We will be back on Monday. I hope everyone's gambling goes really well.
Yeah, enjoy yourselves out there. It's great to be back chopping it up with
everybody. Yeah, it was great to be back.
Thanks for tuning in all week. We appreciate
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll slow out the gates, but we got it rolling.
Yeah, we'll get it fixed.
We'll win some money next week.
When you don't really watch shit for 2 weeks and then you come back to a daily gambling show, it is hard.
Get a little rusty.
Yeah, it's Monday. I was like, man, I think I said the Cavaliers are about to pack it in for the year. They're the 2 seed in the East.
Good luck.
God bless.